The 17th annual Stratford Sunday Market season is gearing up for the year, and Natalie Colras is already looking forward to it. Entering her fourth year at the helm, Colras is anticipating what she hopes will be a big season. "I took it over from Aaron McIntosh of McIntosh Farms in 2022, who managed it for 10 years before that," Colras said. "I am also a farmer with a small-scale farm. Every member of our market team is a farmer, whether it's large or small scale or urban farming. We believe that is extremely important for understanding market and community needs." With close to 150 applications to be a vendor at the market, organizers had to cap the space. The final tally of numbers includes several rotating vendors, so we are currently sitting at 38 vendors, Colras said. "The city only allows us 24 vendor spots in the market square, so we like to rotate our artisans to allow more small businesses to attend the market, as well as offer something different to patrons each week." The market begins on May 4th and runs every Sunday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. in Market Square, until October 19th, and there is something for everyone. There is a vibrant array of growers, bakers, and makers. The Stratford Sunday Market is not merely a place to purchase weekly staples, but it's a living, breathing community hub that reflects the soul of a region, Colras said. "The market is thoughtfully curated to showcase those who are the best in their craft. We bring in local musicians once a month, but buskers are welcome all season. We also offer pop-up street food vendors during our Summer Series street food event throughout the summer months." The markets also feature Mac Crummer from HE Grows, who has become a popular go-to for finding heirloom seedlings and gardening advice. He is a horticulturist with decades of experience ranging from cross-pollination to harsh Canadian growing zones, and his gardens have been included in the Stratford Garden Tours. For the kids, there is face painting every other week from local artist Gabriella Fortune, as well as activities during special events like the Strawberry Social. "We also offer a youth vendor spot each week, which encourages innovation, responsibility, and independence in youth entrepreneurs," Colras said. Organizers say last year's turnout was fantastic, with the community coming to the market for their grocery needs. "The only way to keep growing a strong, local economy is continuing to support its small businesses. Without the support, there would be no market," Colras said. "Last year we had 20 vendor spots, so this year we requested an increase from the city to provide more options for the community. Most of our vendors are returning vendors from years past, however, we do like to welcome new vendors to give the patrons some variety. To give more small farms and businesses an opportunity at the market, we have implemented full-time, bi-weekly, and occasional spots. The full-time spots are for those market staples that people like to see each week, like farmers, bakers, and growers. The other rotating spots can be for specialty items or local artisans." She adds that the Sunday market has been central to Stratford for many years, as it has become a meeting place, a community, a venue for local artisans, and a forum for producers to share their passions. "The backbone of this market is the relationship it has with both the community and the producer," Colras said. "However, this relationship relies on the authenticity of the small business. And for that reason, the market has always held the philosophy that all vendors must grow, bake, or make their own products. Nothing can be resold or purchased from food terminals or anywhere else. In order to keep the community support and to truly make a positive impact on the local economy, this rule must be adhered to. This is what often sets us apart from other markets."